Okay, my friends. So today we are reading you a story called Five Little Penguins Slipping on the Ice. And it was written by Steve Metzger, and it's illustrated by Laura Bryant, and it's read today by Mommy and
a Jedi Knight.
Okay.
With a lightsaber.
Okay.
Spear.
Wow.
With four lightsabers.
Nice.
Right here.
Brilliant. Well, I'm so glad that you are here, Mr. Jedi. Please take very good care of me while I read, okay? Be my protector. Can you do that?
Yeah, guess what?
What?
I'm actually over Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's fascinating. You must really know what you're doing, huh?
I'm actually one of the very first Jedis.
Amazing. Well, that explains why you have so many lightsabers.
On one spear.
Amazing.
And they're like...
You guys, I'm telling you, we got some creativity happening here, and we picked a great book for today, so it's like winner, winner, chicken dinner. You ready? Okay. Five little penguins slipping on the ice. One fell down.
Ouch! That's not nice.
The mother called the doctor, and the doctor said... Do you want to be the doctor? You want to give it a go?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I'll be the doctor then. No more penguins slipping on the ice. Good idea. Four little penguins sliding near a tree. Oh, no.
It's going to be that one.
You think so? No. One fell into the icy sea. The mother called the doctor, and the doctor said,
no more penguins
sliding near a tree. Good advice. Very good advice. Well, listen, you don't want to slide near a tree to begin with, because then you could really, like, bonk your head into the tree. It's not safe. Okay. Three little penguins skating all around. One flew up and then fell down. The mother called the doctor, and the doctor said,
no more penguins
skating all around. Oh, I'm afraid of what's going to happen next. Two little penguins playing on a hill. One slipped off and banged her bill. Do you know what the bill of a penguin is?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of like their beak, right? Their nose,
yeah.
And their mouth. Mm-hmm. The mother called the doctor, and the doctor said... No more penguins playing on a hill. Good. One little penguin jumping very high broke the ice and began to cry. The mother called the doctor, and the doctor said, no more penguins jumping very high. Now there's no little penguins having any fun. No little penguins. Not even one. The mother called the doctor, and the doctor said, you're gonna do it? You have to say it really loud, do you see? It's got big letters right now, so I'll do it in the big letter voice. Ready? Let those penguins have some fun! Well, yeah, I think so too. So now all of the penguins go outside. And I want to say something here, because the one thing that I noticed that was the problem, right? In the very first picture, right, where the first one fell down, what do you see in the picture? It's all five of the penguins. Is the mom in the picture?
No.
Okay. So let's go to the next one. And then in the next one, it's the four.
No mom.
Sliding near a tree, yeah, and then one gets hurt.
No mom.
No mom. Uh-huh. And then for the one that fell down. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, the next one, they were playing on the hill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was no mom at all in any of these pictures. But now that they're allowed to have some fun, all five of them are back outside playing. But guess who else is in the picture now?
The mom.
The mama, and she's watching them. Because moms, part of what our job is to do, right, is to make sure that our kids have fun, but also make sure that they are safe. You see, now if she had been watching them to begin with, she would have been like, that's dangerous. Don't do that. And then they would not have gotten hurt. You see? But now she can go outside with them. She can get a little bit of fresh air, and she can also watch them to make sure that nobody gets any boo-boos. Good job, Mrs. Penguin. You have finally learned your lesson, I would say. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we can also agree that it is the... The end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.